So you finally make time for me in your busy schedule.
Hey, you know, dude, jobs are important.
Yeah, they are.
Finally have one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I can no longer make those jokes on my blogs anymore about you being unemployed.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Sucks, you know? I just fucking... It's like, it's awesome, and I got a really good gig. I happened into something really great. Not happened. I earned it. But, like, it's exciting, but it is one of those, like... You know, I haven't had a schedule since November.
Yeah, you've just been kind of going
just chilling. And like, a lot of it is like, you know, I'm in a relationship, so like a lot of halfway through December like turned into Christmas stuff, and then New Year's, and then my birthday is the beginning of January. So I mean, that was in the blog at one point about my birthday. Like, so like it was about a month, like 3.5 weeks of like time that would have been kind of disheveled anyways.
Yeah.
But outside of that, like, it's really been like wake up, take the dog out, have my coffee.
You're enjoying it for a little bit there.
Yeah, for sure. But there were days, I mean, you were good at reminding me, it was like the days where I was like bored or like not doing anything, you were just like, limit TV time, go outside, exercise, obviously go outside being a big portion of it.
Yeah.
But like, it was, you know, and you were also like, dude, like, you'll have a job and be like, fuck, that was awesome. Like, at 29 to 30 years old, you got to have like 3 months of just kind of chilling.
Yeah, and kind of just reconnecting with your own self. But
exactly.
going off that, I guess, I think we were dead sober when we kind of like were talking about how we just kind of like wanted to like collaborate on something with one, because you've always had a creative side to yourself too.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of ran it by you, and within, I don't know, probably 15, 20 minutes off the cuff, you just kind of had the idea of, which you even said, to your credit, you're like, it's very trivial about just like going outside, because we wanted to relate it to my health and wellness thing. And you wanted it to almost dumb it down in a great way where you could just be like going outside for the lamest,
right?
Thing, you know?
Yeah, I think it was like and it's so fucking lame to say it like this, but it's like a lifestyle aspect of your blog is like, you know, I read it again. I didn't read the last one we were just talking about beforehand. You're like, you didn't read the last
one.
It's
fine, man. It's fine.
And I read them and they're great because even though I'm not in the best shape of my life right now, like, I know what getting in shape is. I know what working out is. So I understand your blogs because they're about, like, working out, being physically active, things you can do to enhance that. Mm. I think my side of it is because I'm not even close to as knowledgeable in that aspect as you are, was like, simple, dumbed down things like going outside. Or like, and there'll be other ones too. We're gonna make.
That's why I brought you on, so you can connect with the layman, you know.
Yeah,
the
lame,
the man, the people, you know,
the lower IQ'd individuals. Yeah. I think the title is "Go Outside."
Yeah, so. No, and honestly, yours was just like. Like, do you remember being outside? And like, do you remember? Do we remember actually?
Yeah.
You know, like, I sometimes don't, but like,
yeah,
like, me, like just to simplify it, all the memories I have when I was younger were like kind of outside. Like,
they were all outside.
Yeah, whether it was playing like wiffle ball in the backyard or just like going in the woods,
kick the can.
Yeah,
like in the summertime,
finding like a weird bug or something. Yeah, just something random.
Everything was outside. Like in the summertime, like between, and we both grew up in neighborhoods. Like, obviously in the same town, but also in neighborhoods, I think you too, because I remember talking about it, but like, where like the kids in the neighborhood were generally playing, or like you had at least one other person to hang out with. So like, you were outside, like you just were outside. Like, the thing was, and no one had cell phones. The thing was like, you know, come back like around, we're going to eat. It would be like, I'm going out to do this. And it'd be like, okay, we're going to eat at like 6:30, back by 6:30. And then if you finish, you got to be out, go back out. Like, I'm going to go meet him again.
Right.
Be back by, like, 9:30.
Yeah. Like, so just to get into, like, just a random statistic that I found that was, you know, backed up. By the way, this is from World Playground Research Institute. So it's from Big Playground. So let's let that be known.
Put your tinfoil hats on, folks.
But anyway, there is – so basically, like, this is just pure data. So it's 50% less outdoor activities in general with kids, and only – a quarter of kids are playing outside like regularly, and a third of them don't even have a playground in walking distance or any like sort of field.
Dude.
And now current kids, about, like I said, a quarter of them are playing outside, and their grandparents before them were, all of them, basically all of them, 80% of them were constantly outside.
I had something that said that it was called, this dude like Richard Louth like wrote this book called Last Child in the Woods. Like, it's called Last Child in Our Woods, Saving Our Children from the, it's called, he calls it nature deficit disorder, which I read and was like, corny, but like also
kind of
like actually like accurate. And it was like a 2005 study. It was like 70 in 2005 parents at that time that were interviewed, 71% of them walked or biked to school when they were a kid.
Yeah.
And they said in 2005 the statistic of kids walking to school, like the number was 20%. And I'm not saying like it's hard if you're living in a big town, but that's crazy. Like 71% of kids like walked or biked to school.
Yeah, and I honestly think there's a direct comparison to just obviously there's a lot of other factors at play here, but there's a lot of sad and anxious kids out there, and it's just there's not enough time spent outside and doing things that they're uncomfortable doing, you know, when you have to actually walk to school or bike to school.
And the other
see the sun, you know.
Yeah, like go outside. The other thing that I thought was crazy was like it was like parental anxieties or perceived dangers are like reasons that kids aren't going outside, and they're wrong.
Yeah.
Like they're not right. Like
so I I just to bounce right off that, because I saw something similar when I was doing some research about this, and actually one of the biggest factors where I wouldn't have thought of this on my own until I saw it was what you said. Parents perceive threats outside where they're worried about their kids' safety, and they're over like helicopter parenting.
Media.
Yeah, because they see all these things on the news and everything, and they can't let their kids out of their sight, so they don't let them to go walk to school. They don't let them go play down at Timmy's house, even though he's only a half mile away,
right?
You know,
you used to be able to like you would go outside, and the other thing I saw was like a lot of it is literally because of media. Media used to like portray good and bad things that were going on in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like it's just bad stuff.
Right.
So like the only thing the media does, like I saw this other stat here. It was like violent crime rate. So in 1970, 364, like the getting attacked or violent crime rate was like 364 people out of 100,000 would have a violent crime done to them.
Sure.
It peaked in 91 at 758 out of 100,000.
Okay.
2013, it was back down to 368. So it's gotten lower.
So yes.
It's coming down.
But you wouldn't know that if you
because
throw
on of media.
TV. Yeah.
Because media does what they call this woman, I want to give her credit, was like Lenore Stanansky,
mm-hmm.
author of like Free Range Kids. Again, kind of the same thing as that other guy's like kids are inside too much, essentially,
right.
And they're
yeah.
right. But they call it sensation mongers.
Right, but so the reality is it's actually getting safer, but we're under the impression that your kid's going to die if you let them out of his sight and do something,
right.
Get uncomfortable, you know, have to walk a little farther, you know.
They said, the other thing I looked up, and I don't have a specific stat, it literally was just like overall rate, but like overall rate of kidnappings is so much lower on every, and I checked because there was no specifics, I checked like three or four different like links. And it was like the overall rate of kidnappings is so much lower than it was 30 years ago, because you can't, like, if you kidnap someone, like, someone's going to find you. But, like, the problem is when there's one kidnapping now, and they said it started happening in the 80s when they started putting them on milk cartons.
Mm.
They said that sensationalized kidnapping to the point where people, they had, like, some crazy statistics come out. It was like 2 million kids are kidnapped, and they ran a study back, like, recently. It was like hundreds,
yeah.
Which is still bad.
Yeah,
but it's
of course.
Like it's so sensationalized when one kidnapping happens that everyone's like, "No one's you don't go anywhere with that."
So yeah, so that's obviously a huge factor of this like parents like overprotecting their kids, and that's been happening for a while. But there's obviously been a recent change where it's ramped up even more than that, and I think it's honestly because just kids. Themselves, when kids want to go if they wanted to go outside, they would find a way to rebel and do that.
Right.
They would sneak out. I'm running away.
It's a great point.
I think it is just because they have really good options inside. There is some great options.
Insane options.
You got. And first of all, they don't even watch good TV. Like, but they just watch all these like YouTube videos, which they die laughing at. I'll never understand
death
them.
By streaming.
You're right. And there's just instant gratification that you can have right on your screen. And I get it. Like, if I was a kid, I wouldn't leave my room.
No.
You have instant access to like all the things you want to see.
Porn.
Yeah. There's
porn.
There's a lot.
You're not like fucking like sickening your family computer with dial-up porn.
Yeah, it's all on your phone.
She's naked.
Yeah,
she's right there.
And the thing is like all like that's what you almost have to do to fit in with these other kids, because everyone's watching the hip like YouTube videos.
You're weird if you're like, "What did you do this weekend, Jimmy?" You're like,
I went
on a hike.
Yes.
And then I walked around the paths in my neighborhood.
Yes,
I live near the Blue Hills. Mm-hmm. I like walked the trails.
Yeah,
and then I like tended to a garden that I have. You're like, "That's gay." You're like, "Wait, what?"
It's also because these kids, their parents are kind of living on their screens too. Like you see them when you go out to a restaurant. It's like the parents are on their phone because they're checking their email. They all work from home too. So they see parents on the screens. Like no one's like going out and like getting out with talking to people. And even the same thing in the restaurant. We're ordering in food from, you know, there's no actual like going out and getting out of your comfort zone. So people are just like, okay, we're being inside.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they get a little sad and then you wonder why.
I mean, even dude, like, I mean, granted, like it's like New England in the winter is definitely tough and yeah, it's not.
Especially this one.
Jeez. Yeah, this has been brutal. But like, and I'm not saying this because like I get it. Like as a kid, it was like fun to go out and play in the snow. I'm not saying like a mid 20 something is like let's go fucking play in the snow. Like mm-hmm. I understand that, but it is like an aspect of there is so much. There is in 30 years ago. Oh shit, not even maybe like 35 years ago. If you were like 25 and it was like crazy snow, like there was a crazy snowstorm. Power's out, like you don't then still have your phone from data, like you right. can, your Wi-Fi's out, you can still access your phone from data.
Yeah,
like you don't have that. So at that point even you're like, you know what, let's go fucking drink these beers and like make an igloo. It's yeah. like you literally like had, there were still reasons that made sense to go out. There's no reason to go outside at all.
No,
if it is 25 degrees and your power's yeah. out, it's still no reason because you can sit on your phone and stream yes, a movie, you know, with your data roaming and you can all sit around and watch your phone.
Yeah,
like it's a good, like, it is a good thing, but it's, like, just, like, getting out, like, the stupid title of my thing. Like, remember going outside? It's like, like, I
yes,
say
remember. Yes, that's what I remember. Yes.
Remember, because it's, like, we were almost, us being 30, like, we are almost the last generation that has understood technological advance and had iPhones and, like, have been on the come up, but also remember the early 2000s of, like, just going outside.
Yeah, like, have you seen a snowman recently? Has anyone built, not that we have, like, great snow to do it, but, like, have you seen actually anyone, like, playing outside in the snow? Like,
no,
that's not a thing. No,
it's really not.
Stay inside. Mm-hmm. And everyone you talk to now is like, oh, this weather. God, I don't want to leave my house. I don't want to, yes, none of us do. None of us want to leave our house, but you got to leave your house.
Right.
We don't live in Antarctica. Here we can get outside a little bit.
People live in Antarctica. Go outside. They go. Ice fish. They
go
hunt.
For a walk. You know.
Yeah, they go for a walk. I mean, that was the simplest thing I put in my blurb. There was like, just like again, like I talked to you about being, you know, unemployed with nothing going on. And it was like going
this was
for
your
a walk.
Quote. This is you said. The point of this is really just to say, this is how you wrapped it up. If you're down or up, sideways or in between, you can always benefit from a 30-minute walk outside. Stretch your legs, your brain, take some deep breaths. Headphones or not, like, it's the best way, because there's a proven science. Like, I was reading an article about how they study brains before and after a walk. A lot of the times is when you're feeling, it's like stuck, that like feeling that you're just like, ugh.
Life is hard
yeah.
right now.
And then after, they will do a scan of the brain, and they'll see the brain light up after just a 20-30 minute walk.
That's crazy.
And then it just complete, your cognitive function actually increases instantly right after a walk. Like, yeah. Instantly. Makes you smarter just by walking. And I think as a society, we're getting a little too comfortable just like sitting around, and
we're not
thinking for ourselves enough.
I mean, I think a lot of the like, oh, like how come when I was a kid, I didn't have any anxiety? Like, I think a lot of it was because you were in organized sports. So you were at practice 4 days a week. You're outside running as hard as you can, tiring yourself out. You had like, you had goals. If you didn't want them, they were set for you. This is what you need to get at least a B+ in this class. So you had preset goals and you had mandatory outside time if you were an athlete.
There's a level of discipline to it.
There was a discipline that was, and the problem is like that was set for you. So as soon as you're done with like that, you're like the man's fucking preset disciplines. Mm-hmm. You're like, fuck that.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, shit. Like, yeah. I really would like
I
some...
I think, for example, for us, I think it started in college a little bit when we had some freedom finally. I think we were always good about, like, we still would go out and play basketball or something like that. But we'd also have those days where we'd sit and just watch Netflix for 6 hours before we went out drinking. And so, like, we were guilty of it more than anyone. But
100%. But it phased into, like, life, too. Like, I was, like, for a long time, I was, like, didn't know how to, like... Like, oh, like, why do I feel so down?
Yeah.
It's like, well, you ate a bag of hot fries, a pack of sour Skittles.
And laid in bed for 6 hours.
And laid in bed. You know? And now you're like, let's go drinking.
Yeah.
And you wake up the next day and you're like, I don't feel good. Mm-hmm. You're like, yeah, man. Well,
yeah.
That's about it.
So off that point is like, so just like as adults, because we were talking about just kids in general and how they're, a lot of kids have a lot like bad attention spans. They're jittery kids and all this. And that's very clear is because they're not doing things that are out of their comfort zone. They're just hyperactive because they're just screens.
Mm-hmm.
That's intuitive. But adults, it's obviously a little different because they do have to look at screens. A lot of their jobs, that's a thing. And so it basically comes down to how do you mitigate that? And it's so easy. It's crazy. And so the studies are is basically all you need is like 10 to 30 minutes of sunlight a day. Like 10 to 30 minutes. That's
crazy.
That's it. And ideally it's between you. Morning sunlight is great for other reasons, but just as far as like your just like regulating your like circadian rhythm, everything like that, your vitamin D levels, just being at one with nature, all you need is 10 to 30 minutes of like direct sunlight and then you're good. And then you feel so much better. And when you think about it, a lot of people probably don't even have an opportunity to do that, whether they're stuck in an office, they're stuck in there. Yeah. And then by the time they do get outside, yes, an evening walk is nice, but they're not getting actual sunlight. They're not getting any natural vitamin D. Their hormone levels are messed up. There's a lot of things.
I would say the hormone level, yes, that is. I think, and we both agree on this, there are like a percentage of people that are chemically like need like that. Like, go walk in the sun isn't going to work for. But
save that for episode 4.
Yeah. but I would say like if you work in a place that is not like my point being like in it doesn't fix everything. But like the point in my like small blurb there of like. A 30-minute, like, you can do a 30-minute walk in the sunlight, whatever you're doing.
Yes.
You have a lunch break. You have ability to leave if you work from home. Like, you can, there is a big difference you can make. And I understand it's like, and it, dude, I said it. It's like, it's still not easy to do. It's like, sometimes that, there was days, like, being unemployed, I literally have nothing going on. And I have resumes in at great companies. I've had interviews. And I'm like, I suck. And then, like, the hardest thing I did was, like, put a hat on and fucking walk out the door.
And it feels like you're going to war sometimes.
Dude, war.
It's so hard to, like, get out of that Netflix and chill zone. And then, because you're going from screen to screen. Like, oh, I scrolled Twitter. I scrolled Instagram. Then I watched a show.
And then episode ends. Yeah. And the dopamine just...
Yeah. Yeah. And then you're like, wait, how do I get that again? Oh, I'll have a snack and I'll watch something on TV again. And then
you're like, I should go outside.
Yeah.
But like the struggle to like get there is, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's so insane how hard that can be.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you do it, if you just leave 20 steps in, and I would say, like I said, the headphones thing, I had it most of the time, like a lot of times I still have to like wear headphones, like listen to a podcast, like get me going.
Yeah. That's,
and then I'll turn it off like when I'm going. 25 steps, 50 steps, like you're like, all right, let's walk.
So
like, let's go.
Two things here just to get a little in the weeds, but so just being outside, because obviously I'm someone who goes crazy with fitness stuff. Like I like doing runs, sprints, all these things, like even walks. But just being outside actually improves so many, the wide range of health outcomes. Like actually just being outside, you could just stand outside. So this is someone you could do even if you're in a walker.
Just walk one
even
step
if you're
out
95 years old, you could actually extend your life. This was a study done
I'm good at that point.
Yeah, that's true. You know, just,
cut me off.
Yeah, yeah. Just do some drugs and you know go out.
If I'm 95, dude.
But this was a study
heroin
done in 2018. Like I said. Episode 4.
Yeah, sorry.
But this is a study done in 2018, and it was basically just studying health outcomes. Granted, since it was 2018, they couldn't go too far in the future, but it was just studying all data, like cholesterol levels, blood pressure, like all just the metrics, and the people they were looking at, all of those numbers went up just by spending more time outside. Not even significantly more, just a few more minutes. The study was all of their numbers went up just by changing, just going outside, just changing their routine a little bit.
Just being
outside. Not even a walk. They still sat down. They didn't do anything else, just being outside. And actually what it was, to go even a little more in the weeds, was what they found was the more, like, honestly, the better landscape of nature, the better results. So just say if they
I
put,
can see that.
If they you're put in the someone Rocky Mountains. In like Montana, like they call it greenscapes or like bluescapes. So if you're by a really nice body of water, like all that, like if you're just
in the places that we go and we're like, we live in Boston. So like we go to like up New Hampshire or my cottage and we're like, damn, bro,
you
this
feel
is
that,
nice.
You feel that serenity.
That adds to
the actual numbers. That so it makes sense because you're at peace. You feel at peace.
Yeah.
So that serenity that you're feeling is actually a like a game changer on your just overall health numbers. Just feeling that moment. It's not just a feel-good moment just for a second. It's actually a great long-term helper for your health.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Which is like, I didn't expect to get to that conclusion off your just your blog of being outside, but that is like, I mean, granted, it's one study, but there's some significant data backing it up.
No, I mean, look, just writing it, again, not that like, you know, I think we're gonna, as far as your blog goes, which I love, you know, as far as me adding something, it was, I literally said, I'm like, I could just add like a small lifestyle piece. And I was like, I just had something pop into my head. I told you, let me write something down. And dude, it took me 20 minutes. And that's not bragging, but because I don't think the ones, I'm going to do more and we're going to add this. We're going to make this a regular thing.
Absolutely.
I don't think everything is going to be that easy, but I thought of going, because of that day, when I said that to you, I had a hard day and I took a walk and I was like, yo, like I got, that's why it was so easy for me to write it, because I went outside.
Isn't that crazy?
And then I wrote this and I was like, shit, like going outside, man, fucking awesome.
Sometimes I have like those thoughts where like I'll have like a problem in my head. And I don't even mean to do it, but I'll be either at the gym or I'll like be walking outside or I'll just be like having one of those hard walks to your car. And you're like, I hate my life, hate my life.
Fuck, but then fuck, fuck.
But then you have that epiphany of like one little thing where, like, oh, wait, if I did this differently, I would have had a better outcome for this problem.
Yeah.
And it's because your brain is working at a better capacity. Just is.
It's just extra fuel or whatever it is to get the thing done.
But yeah.
No, I think...
I mean, this was a great way to kick off, because this I love that that point that you made about the what was that study, just so I can remember it. What was the study that you brought up about the it was the woman author's name about it was about the parental, was it about the parental
well, there was parental anxiety,
yes,
but there was also there was the walk and bike to school, but then there was also like the violent crime rate. But the woman that I talked about was like the that was Richard. Who did I talk about?
I think what you, like, we both landed on the fact that what it comes down to when it is with kids that I'm worried about, because I have like nieces and nephews that I see that are just like obsessed with YouTube, and then they're just constantly on it. And is there like, what do we do to actually like solve this? Like, what is something that can bring kids together? Because sports are dying.
Yeah, it's not a lot. It's more like the sensation mongers was like the, and that was more about like the news and media only harping on negative news.
Yeah,
so like,
yeah,
there's one kidnapping, and yeah, then it's for like, it's blasted everywhere. So everyone thinks there's like a million kidnappings. There's not. It's just kidnappings, of course. The other thing that I wanted to bring up quick was like, this was interesting, and I was like doing research, and I mean brief research, obviously, as you saw, but like there was this thing that came up about lack of a sense of community. So like, there's no more like it's this like, I mean, we read was it All Souls?
Yeah.
We read that, or Southie was like, Southie takes care of Southie. Now, that's not a great example, because there's bad things that happen.
But
get hurt if you lived in the old colony projects, mm-hmm, in the late 1970s and the 1980s. There was a parent or someone that would watch your back. You were not going to get fucked over. And there's a thing that is, and I'm not saying a gangster should run your neighborhood, it makes everything safe. What I'm saying is like, there is a thing that went on in neighborhoods and communities where people used to care about who's running for the local 149, like,
yeah,
who's our representative, like who's our, so the lack of like community, it's like I said, 30 years ago or whatever, it's probably more from that statistic, but like 30 years back from 2005, 71% of kids were biking and walking to school,
right?
Because in the 80s and the 70s, neighborhoods were you represented your neighborhood. You cared about where you live.
Yeah.
Like, you went to your local selectman meetings. You went to your town hall, yeah, meetings.
Like, you took pride in it.
You took pride, yeah, in where you were from.
Yeah. And you
from
also wanted to be seen. Like, you wanted to be seen. Just
everyone knew each other.
Yeah.
Everyone knew each other. And like, you were like, oh, that's the Jensen's kid. Like, I'll drive him home.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, Ricky, you got a ride? It's like, oh, my mom's late. Work. Like, the other dad driving him home wasn't weird. Now it's like, what the fuck? Like, you touching my kid? Like, and like no, but that's how shit has changed. Like, it was like that was extreme.
You diddling?
Like, you diddling my kid there, Mr. Jensen? But
of course it's Jensen.
Yeah, Jensen. Sam, probably. Sam Jensen. But there was a thing where, like, communities kind of like looked after each other and knew who each other were, even just neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. I lived in a neighborhood like that, but like it wasn't, it's not a thing.
Yeah. Well, anymore. You were in a white suburban neighborhood, so.
Yeah,
you
know. I'm super white. Yeah.
Super Plymouth, but, dude. No, I think that's a great point. And there is, now just with everything, there's just so much division and like, so it's so hard because it's just.
But what I'm saying about that is, like, I grew up in a white suburban neighborhood. Dude, it used to be the cities, like, where we are now that were the biggest at that.
I know.
Kids used to just run up and down, like, and do their thing.
Yeah.
You can't do that now. And then it almost changed to, like, back in the 50s and 60s, people doing it in, like, small neighborhoods like I had. Like, well, that's what I had.
I think they can, but it just goes back to your point, is that there is so much fear and anxiety where it's almost not worth it just because, like, I mean, I'd probably be I wouldn't be like a full helicopter parent. I would let my kid take, you know, mitigated risks. But at the same time, I'd be like, I'll drive you over there. You know?
Yeah.
No, don't walk.
No, you're not taking an Uber. No, like, you're 10.
Yeah.
But like, dude, my dad, growing up in Mattapan, he used to take the T at like 10. But like, he would take the T to like go somewhere. Like, he would take the red line or the Mattapan trolley. It connects to the red line. Mm-hmm. But he would take the Mattapan trolley. He would meet his friends. Him and his 10-year-old friends would roam around Faneuil Hall. That's a 40 minute probably trolley T ride from Mattapan. And he would do that like all the time.
Turned out just fine.
Yeah. Now if you saw a group of 10-year-olds on the T, you'd be like, what the
fuck? Yeah, what? Where are your parents?
I'm like, is he peeing? There's no bathrooms on here. Yeah. Where's the adult? Like, actually, probably a group, maybe not. But like, if you saw like two, like just like together, you'd be like, what the, like, what's going on here? Like, are you guys good? Like, do you need help? Like, what's going on? So.
But yeah.
Anyway, go outside.
No, yeah, that's what it comes to. And the only way to do it is just, I mean, because one last thing that I forgot to mention is that, This is from Big Playground, so take it as you will. But there's a lot of
tinfoil hats.
There is there's a lot of playgrounds that have basically become deserts. I'm sure you've seen them. It's like,
oh, the old wooden ones.
Yeah, but
I love the ones of the old wooden playgrounds. Yeah, like the tires, like, never forget what they took away from.
Yeah,
you.
And then they just like slowly are dying. And
COVID was like, they're dirty.
Yeah, God.
Fuck
please.
Off.
Those playgrounds would have saved lives, not taken away from. But anyway, I think we should just support more like local outside things, like just even when it's like community basketball outside. Like, it's hard to find a court to go play basketball with your kids. Like, it's even those things are hard to do. Like,
I would have no, like, I mean, maybe, I don't know. Depends on where I end up, but like, I assume, like, if I have a kid, I'm gonna be like, what the fuck do leagues look like?
Good trend that I've seen.
We got ABC teams? Yeah. What do you got going on? Like, how old's your kid? I'm like, one. Doesn't matter. What's going on with the leagues?
One good trend I've seen in the population is, like, running club is coming back. That's, like, a good community
that
thing.
That is.
I hate that they make TikTok their thing that they have to, like, but, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
It is now. That just is.
But, yeah. But, anyway, that's, like, one good trend that I see, that people are out running. That's how they're meeting people. That's somewhat cool. That's one trend that I've seen that's like in the positive direction of being outside. A hiking club could be one, you know, things like that.
There are good things that come from it.
You know, golf's kind of coming back, which is another outside
thing. Golf never went anywhere. But
you know what I'm saying.
But it is one thing that is
Yeah.
No, it's just, I think it's a different world, but I would love, what I would hope for, I mean, like, have kids, whatever, live in a neighborhood. Like, I would hope that I could, like, look out at across the road or like a couple houses down and like see a bunch of bikes. I'm like, all right, like, my kid's there.
And like, be like, Mr. Jensen, I hope you don't diddle my kid today.
And we'll finish there.